We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was a Pop Warner football game that turned deadly. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. The Garland man suspected in Saturday's fatal shooting at a youth football game has surrendered to police. LP Phillips has the details you heard first on KRLD.
39-year-old Yaqub Talib of Garland is booked on a murder charge. Saturday, this was the sound at a youth football game in Lancaster. That from TMZ. As the gunfire erupted, panic broke out as parents grabbed their children and fled. Police say the shooting followed an argument. Talib has been arrested before. He's awaiting trial for a misdemeanor weapons charge and a felony methamphetamine possession charge. Police have not said what the argument was about or why it escalated to fatal results. Talib is the brother of former NFL cornerback Akeem Talib. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hundreds of people lined up at one of the more popular filling stations in Dallas today, hoping for their shot at some cheap gas.
Fuel City was selling gas for $2.38 a gallon. People started lining up about an hour before the sale started.
Yeah, I was close to the area, and I said it was going to be less expensive than other places.
Actually, we was on our way somewhere else, and we seen the crowd, and the guy told me they were giving away gas.
Police were directing traffic as the line stretched several blocks during the hour-long event. The group Americans for Prosperity bought 6,000 gallons from Fuel City. Genevieve Collins says they'll be doing this in cities across Texas to send a message to Washington about the impact of inflation
and how it's affecting their lives and the trade-offs that people are having to make.
Dallas County Democrats say the Biden administration was trying to lower everyday costs for American families with measures that would lower the cost of food, gas, and insulin. But they say Republicans keep voting on the side of what they describe as huge companies who reward them with campaign cash. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What's wrong with a little weed? A lot of states have already done it, and most Texans want to do it here as well.
Recreational marijuana use is now legal in 19 states, and even more states have approved it for medical use. Here in Texas, lawmakers have expanded the state's medical marijuana program, but it's still pretty hard to get a prescription. A new Dallas Morning News, University of Texas at Tyler poll indicates that 72% of Texans approve of using marijuana legally to treat illnesses, and 55% want it approved to be used recreationally. Governor Abbott supports decriminalizing possession of certain amounts of weed, but he does not support legalizing the drug. His Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke, does, and he wants recreational use legalized here in Texas. Now, this recent poll indicates nearly the same amount of Republicans and Democrats, 26 to 27%, want recreational use of marijuana made legal in Texas. From the 24-hour News Center, Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Kids returning to school in Fort Worth were greeted in part with a beefed-up police presence. Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes says there's a lot more anxiety about back to school this year than in years past.
What they're seeing is just that repetition, seeing the same thing over and over, that trauma. And even if you don't experience that trauma directly, there's vicarious trauma. And just hearing about it over and over again affects the mental wellness of our students.
Noakes says he hopes the added police presence will not only put kids at ease, but also help them focus on their studies. With the team not meeting expectations, the Rangers have fired manager Chris Woodward. Team Vice President John Daniels says while they didn't expect to win the World Series this year, they did hope to overachieve a bit.
We do think that we can be better than our record and better than the way that we've played at times. And so that kind of leads to making the decision now rather than they waiting to the end of the year.
Team is on their way to their sixth consecutive losing seasons, and Woodward has been the manager for three-plus of those. Third base coach Tony Beasley will be the interim manager. And it was just preseason, but the Cowboys didn't look that great against the Broncos in Denver over the weekend, losing 17-7. Few starters played, but what was alarming was the team was called for 17 penalties, something head coach Mike McCarthy has vowed to clean up.
Discipline is, are things that you know, you're working on all the time. You know, so the pre-snap, there's no excuse for that. You know, I think, you know, coming out of Thursday, new cadence. You know, they got us on some, you know, cadence things on Thursday. I thought we did a better job in that area, but you know, we got to go back and look at the combative ones, because those are the ones that seem out of control, particularly the holding on run plays.
The team will have joint practices again this week, this time in L.A. with the Chargers before they play in L.A. this Saturday. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.